1 Corinthians chapter 2. And I, brothers, when I came to you, didn't come with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God. For I determined that I wouldn't know anything among you, except Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear, and with a lot of trembling, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, so that your faith wouldn't stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. But we speak wisdom among those who are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world who come to nothing, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom that God ordained before the world to our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they wouldn't have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye hasn't seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of man that is in him? Even so, no man knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit that is of God, so that we'd know the things that are freely given to us by God. Which things also we speak, not in the words that man's wisdom teaches, but that the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man doesn't receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually understood. But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged by no man. For who has known the mind of the Lord, that he can teach him? But we have the mind of Christ.